Today's daf is Brachos daf Chav Tes. We are holding Chav Ches Amud Beis at the Mishnah, the last medium-sized line. Says the Mishnah, Rami Gamliel Omer, we're continuing in halachos of Tefillah. All of the halachos in this Mishnah seem to relate to the issue of Kavana b'Tefillah. So Rami Gamliel says, B'kol Yom Yom, Mispal Adam Shmon Esra, except for the first halach, it's just about the structure of Tefillah. Rami Gamliel says, each and every day a person should daven 18 Brachos of Shmon Esra. Rabbi Shomer Me'en Yurches, that it should be something that's like 18 Brachos. The Gemara will elaborate on what that means. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Im Shgur Tefillah Sabapiv, Mispal Yurches. If a person is fluent in his tefillah, so then you should say the real full tefillah, you should say all Shmona Esrei. Otherwise, you should say Mein Yurchas, you should say something like Shmona Esrei. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Osa Tefillah So Keva, Ain't Tefillah So Tachnunim. If a person makes his tefillah Keva, and the Gemara will have different opinions what exactly that means, then his tefillah is not considered to be a supplication to Hashem. Rabbi Shua Omer, Haolich Makom Sakana. Rabbi Shua says another halach, if a person is walking in a dangerous area, Mispal Tefillah Sorry, should daven an abbreviated tefillah. V'omer Hoshea Hashem es Amcha es She'eris Yisrael b'chol parshas ibur yutzarcheim lefanecha. Barachat Hashem shomei tefillah. That Hashem, you should always save your nation, Klal Yisrael, and at every parshas ibur, which again the Gemara is going to explain what that means. The needs of Klal Yisrael should always be in front of you. Barachat Hashem shomei tefillah. Hayirochiv al chamor. If a person is riding on a donkey and it comes time to daven, yeah. He should get off the donkey and daven. And if he can't get off the donkey, so he should just turn his face toward Yerushalayim. And if he can't turn his face even toward Yerushalayim, he should be mechavin his heart toward the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's where his tefillos are going, from the Kodesh HaKadoshim to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Mahalich b'svina o ba'asta, yechavin his libo k'neged beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. A person is on a boat or a raft, so also he should have kavana k'neged beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. It sounds from this Mishnah that the idea of standing is not ma'akev the tefillah. That's what the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Tefillah Perkei Halacha Alvin Beis. Amida is not ma'akev in the tefillah, and you can't be omed, so yeshu b'makom of yispalil. You're on a plane, and they have the fasten seatbelt signs on, so everyone needs to sit. So you can sit, and then you don't have to. It's standing is not going to be ma'akev. One is still yotzi tefillah when sitting down. Tosos and daf lamed amud aleph dibra maschil mismach says that Amida is ma'akev the tefillah, and if a person sits down when they daven, they have to daven again. The question is, what is Tosos do with the Mishnah? Mishnah says if you can't be omed, you can't get off the donkey, yachzir is panav yispalel. Obviously you're sitting and you're just turning your face. Sounds like you are yotzei b'yeshiva. So it seems that kuli alma lo pligi, on some level, you're yotzei b'yeshiva. Rav Soloveitchik explains as follows. The machlokas between the Rambam and Tosos is if a person has to daven again, meaning whether you yotzei this tefillah, there's no machlokas. You are yotzei the tefillah. The question is, you're yotzei tefillah, you're not yotzei tefillah ba'amida. Is the chiyuv of tefillah ba'amida enough to warrant davening again? Or do we say no? Once you're yotzei tefillah, you're not going to daven again just for the extra kiyum of tefillah ba'amida, just for the extra kiyum of davening while standing up. So that even according to Tosos, Tosos would hold that you're yotzei tefillah, but tefillah ba'amida is enough to require davening again. So it's not like you're wasting your time. You are doing a mitzvah, but you have to daven again for that additional kiyum. According to Tosfos, this is different than other things that other psulim in one's tefillah. Like a shikar al yispalel, the person who's a shikar doesn't daven, that's not a tefillah at all. Over here, be yeshiva, it is a tefillah, it's just not a tefillah in the best possible way. Says the Gemara, Hani yudchas keneged mi. These 18 brachos of Shmona Esrei, what do they correspond to? Why the number 18 of all the numbers of brachos we could have had in the Shmona Esrei? So one might have said, what do you mean? We came up with all the things we wanted to daven. Anshe Knesset Gadol came up with all the things we should daven for every day. And it turned out that it was 18. Who says that it was keneged anything, that it has to correspond to anything? Not only that, we're going to see on Chavtas Amud Aleph, on today's daf, the Gemara is going to ask you, and 7 on Shabbos, what's the 7 keneged? And the 24 on Taanios, what are the 24 four brachos keneged and the nine in Rosh Hashanah. What's that keneged? Apparently, every single tefillah has to correspond to something. We need to find some source, some pasuk, something that has that number in it. So Salvechik explained that this relates to, it's not printed in the Rishim Rishirim, but it's printed elsewhere, that this relates to the Gemara we're going to see later on, where one of the Amoraim gets up and starts davening, and he starts saying all the praises, this and that, and the other one says, Siyamta, Kol Shivchei Demara, you finished yet? You said everything? You said all the Shvachim that you could say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Which obviously is a rhetorical question. One can never say every Shavach, meaning a person can't just start claiming that he's going to be able to say everything. And in general, the concept of tefillah is a bit of a chutzpah. Who are we? We're going to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and start telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu how great he is? And who are we to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So that's why we say, Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, Ufi Yagiti L'Secha. Tefillah requires a matir. We need to get permission first from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be matir, the whole idea of tefillah. So maybe when it comes to being, when Anshei Knesset were misaking tefillah, they were misaking a certain number of brachos, they needed a matir, they needed to find somewhere, what's our matir? We look back at we don't make up our own tefillahs, we look back at what the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah did. And what did? They look back at the Avos, Kneged Avos Tiknum. We always have to look back at the Masorah, and that's our matir. So they're looking back at different psukim and saying, oh, you see that David HaMelech did like this, and that serves as the matir for tefillah. So anyway, so the Gemara is going to have three different opinions where Yudches comes from, where Shmona Esrei comes from. Amrav Hillel Breid Rav Shulman Nachmeni Keneged Yudches Askaros Shamar David Bavel Hashem Min Ha'Elim. It's Keneged the 18 Askaros of Shem Hashem that David HaMelech says in the Mizmar of Bavel Hashem Min Ha'Elim, and that might be why we stand for that Mizmar, because it's considered in some way like a miniature Shmona Esrei. Rav Yosef Amar Keneged Yudches Askaros Shem Kriya Shema. Then now relates to the 18 mentions of Shem Hashem in Kriya Shema. It relates to the 18 vertebrae in the spine. When a person is davening, once we mentioned the vertebrae in the spine, you have to bow to the point where the vertebrae in the spine stick out. Ula Amar Akadei Shiira Iser Keneged Libo. Ula says that only to the point where the skin folds over, to the point that there's a fold the size of an Isar coin in his person's flesh. Rabbi Chanina Amar Kivin Shnanei Rosho Shuvei No Tzaruch. Rabbi Chanina says, nah, you just shake your head a little bit. That counts as bowing. That's all you need. Amar Rav Avud Mitzar Nafshei Mechsi Keman Dekara. So Rav just adds that bowing your head just a little bit suffices if you have a difficult time bowing. As long as you're mitzar yourself a little bit and it looks like you're putting yourself through a little bit of trouble to do your best, it looks like you're bowing, so that's that would suffice. Otherwise, it would not suffice to just bend your head a little bit. So how many timni sri tishri have you? And ask the Gemara, wait a second. 18 brachos Shmona Esrei? Let's go count. No, there are 19 brachos in the Shmona Esrei. Why do we call it Shmona Esrei? So Amar Rabbi Levi, birchas hatzdukim biyavne teknuah. One of the brachos came in later. They were misaking the brach of the tzdukim in Yavne, the brach of Olam Elshinim. Keneged mi teknuah. So who are they misaking it keneged? So Amar Rabbi Levi, the Rabbi Hillel, brother of Shmuel ben Achmeni, keneged kela kavod harei. Rabbi Yosef, keneged echad shebukriya shema. Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, keneged chuliy katan shebeshidra. You got to go to each of the psuk to each of the shitos as to what the yud ches, what the original Shmona Esrei corresponded to, and you got to find another one. So kel hakavod hirim Hashem al mayim rabim. So kel hakavod is kel. The kel is another mention of Hashem's name. It's not the yud kei vav kei shem, but it's another mention of Hashem's name. If you hold that it's connected the askaros and kriya shema, so echad relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you hold it's connected the vertebrae in the spine, well, apparently there's one more small bone that also might count toward the cheshbon, and that's the 19th bracha. But again, they needed to find something. They needed to be connected something. They couldn't just make it up. They couldn't just add another bracha. They needed a matir. Tanu Rabbanan, Shimon HaPakuli, Hizdir Yurchas Brachas Feram Gamliel Al-Seder B'Yavne. Shimon HaPakuli went through the text of all 18 brachos in front of Rav Gamliel in Yavne. Amar lam Rav Gamliel l'chacham. So Rav Gamliel challenged the chacham. He said, "Klum yesh adam sheyodeh l'sakim brachos tzedukim." We need to establish a bracha connected to tzedukim. Is there anyone that could make a bracha connected to tzedukim? Amar Shmuel HaKatan v'tikna. Shmuel HaKatan was the one who got up and he was misakin it. L'shana acheres, the following year, shacha. He had already forgotten it. V'ishkev b'shtayim v'shalosh shalos v'lo elu. So he was davening for the amud. He forgot his own bracha, the bracha that he was misakin, and he spent 2 or 3 hours trying to figure it out, and everyone sat there patiently as he was standing there by the yamut for 2 or 3 hours trying to figure it out. They weren't mala him. To be mala means to lift him up. So why is it called to lift him up? It means to get rid of him, to get him off of the yamut. So it's called mala because the halacha is that a shliach tzibur davens mimamakim, that he davens from the lowest point in the shul. When they build the shul, they build like a little pit for the shliach tzibur. So just like yored l'fnei ha'teva, so when you take him out, you're mala, you take him up from l'fnei ha'teva. And that's how everyone, all the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch understands this line of ma'alin. In the Medrash Tanchuma, it says that hover l'fnei ha'teva lo hiske brichas ha'aminim machzirin oso va'omer bal korcho. So Malin, according to the Medrash Tanchuma at least, and the Maariv Chayes points out, he doesn't understand why the Rishonim don't say this when there's a Medrash Tanchuma like this, is that you force him to say it, to say it. That the guy tries not to say it, you force him to say it. Okay, but anyway, for 2 or 3 hours, they didn't take him out. Amai lo elu, why didn't they? After all, Varma Vidom Rav, Ta b'chol ha-brachos kula nein malin oso, b'birchas ha-tztukim malin oso chashinan shema minhu. If you make a mistake in any other bracha, so we're not mala the person, we don't take the person away from the amud, but in birchas hatzdukim, birchas aminim, we do take the person away from the amud, because maybe he's a min, that we have to be suspicious that he's a min. Rav Yashav points out, you see just how insidious this movement was of the tzdukim, that even someone like Shmuel HaKatan, they had to be choshesh, was a min, and people were asking, well, why didn't he do it? Even he, they had to be choshesh, because the minim in those times, the tzdukim were not people who just stam weren't from. They weren't like the apikorsim of our time, who just aren't shomer or anything. They were shomer everything. They were much more machmir than we were. All the different nanagos that the tzdukim had from the prushim, tzdukim were more machmir, and they believed that what they were doing was correct, and that we were the ones that were ruining the entire system and the Torah. So we had to be very, very careful. It was something that was easy to fall prey to because they were so frum. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, wait a second. If a guy doesn't say the Birchas HaTzedukim, so we should be choshesh he's a min. Wait a second. Minim, the Tzedukim also don't believe in Tchiyas HaMesim. Why don't we say that if a guy doesn't say Mechayim Mesim? Why don't we say all the other brachas, if he doesn't say, it's okay, you don't have to be malah him. But Birchas HaTzedukim, he might be a min. They don't believe in Tchiyas HaMesim. What if he skips Tchiyas HaMesim? So says Rabbeinu Yonah, and Daf Yotasam Beis B'dapei Arif, that no, if he doesn't say Tchiyas HaMesim, he says that the Birchas Haminim is a curse against himself, so that he would never ever say if he's a min. He doesn't believe in Tchiyas HaMesim, but it's not a curse against himself. It's not a curse against the min. And therefore, failure to say Tchiyas HaMesim is more likely just that he forgot it or whatever. It's not likely that it's because he's a min. If he's a min, he'll just say it anyway. He doesn't lose anything by saying Tchiyas HaMesim. At least it won't be something that he's cursing himself. But bottom line is, the Gemara has this kasha. Why didn't they get rid of Shmuel HaKatan from the Yamud? And the Gemara, Shaini Shmuel HaKatan, Di'u Tikna. Shmuel HaKatan was different because he was the one that was misaking it. So they knew that they had nothing to be choshesh about. Shouldn't they have been choshesh that maybe, yes, when he was misaking this bracha, he was a fine tzaddik, but now he has been choser, the opposite of tshuva. So Amar Abayi, Gemiri Tava Lo Avi Bisha. No, we have a tradition. If someone's good, they don't become bad. If a person's a good guy, they don't turn sour. Says the Gemara, Velo? But I would have said, to challenge this, what about Joe and this guy and that guy? You know, you could point to 1,000 different people, right? So, v'lo, v'aksiv, u'b'shuv tzadik mitzid kasa, v'asa avel. There's a pasuk. Pasuk says that tzadik can revert from his ways and do bad things. And so Gemara, Ur Rasha Meikarav, Tzadik Meikarav. A person can go back to bad ways if he was once a Rasha. But if he's a Tzadik Meikarav, he's not going to go, he never goes off the Derech. Says Gemara, V'lo, V'atanan, Al Tam Natsukad Yomos, Chashar Yochan Kohen Gadol, Shimish Bekuna Gadola, Shmonim Shana, L'Bsof Nasat Stuki. One is not supposed to trust himself until the day he dies, because Yochan Kohen Gadol was Kohen Gadol for 80 years, and then at the end of the day, he became a Stuki. Amar Abaye, Hu Yanai, Hu Yochanan. Abaye says, Yanai is Yochanan, the same person. So the Yanai who killed all the Chachmei Yisrael, so he's Yochanan. He was a Rasha, and then a Tzadik, then a Rasha. Rav Amar Yanai L'chud V'Yochanan L'chud. Rav says, no, they're two totally different people. And Yochanan was a Tzadik Meikaro. Yanai Rasha Meikaro, V'Yochanan Tzadik Meikaro. So Hanich L'Abaye, El Rav Akasha. So according to Abaye, it works out great. That Yochanan Kohen Gadol was able to go off the Derech because he started out as a Rasha, so he returned to his Rishos. But according to Rava, that there are two different people, and Yochanan was a Tzadik Meikaro. How did Yochanan go off the Derech? I thought someone who's a Tzadik Meikaro can never go off. Amilcha Rava, Tzadik Meikaro, Nami Dilma Adabe. Tzadik Meikaro also can go off the Derech. Ihachi Amailo Eskuhu. So then we're back to the original Kasha. Why didn't they get rid of Shmuel HaKatan from the Amud? Why didn't they pull him out of the Amud? Even though he's a Tzadik Meikaro, he could have become a Min. Shiny Shmuel HaKatan da Askelba. No, the case of Shmuel HaKatan was different because he had begun the bracha. It's not that he had skipped the bracha. He had begun saying it. He just got confused in the middle. He couldn't remember it. That it's only if you haven't started the bracha. Once you've begun the bracha, you may complete the bracha. So that's why they didn't take Shmuel HaKatan off of the Yamud. Rav Yashav asks a very simple question over here. How is it possible that Shmuel HaKatan forgot this bracha? How many times a day you say the bracha of Lamal Shinim? Three times a day, every single day, okay, except for Shabbos and Yantif. And a year later, a year after he was misakin it, after saying it three times a day for a whole year, he forgot it? How's it even shaykh that he forgot it after all that time? How's it not shgura bepiv after all that time, after so many times repeating it? So he points out that probably this relates to the Gemara in Shabbos, Tesam days, Ein mafsikin letfila, which means that someone who's Torasso Umnasso is Pata from davening. If a person is learning constantly, which was common in the days of Chazal, or somewhat common, there were people like this, and it could be Shmuel HaKatan was one of these people that was Torasso Umnasso, so then he doesn't have to daven. And Rabbi Yashar says this fits very nicely to answer another kasha that one could have asked. If you look at the Mishnayis on Chav Chesam and Beis, so the Mishnah we read today was the second Mishnah. There was an earlier Mishnah on Chav Chesam and Beis that was about Rabbi Nechunya ben Akanas Tfila on his way in and out of the Beis Medrash. What in the world is that Mishnah doing here? All the Mishnahis we've been talking about are about the normal Seder Tfila of the Seder Ayom. What you do, you have Shachris, you have Mincha, you have Mariv, you have, okay, what is the Shmona Esrei about? Some dinim of Kavanah and Tfila. So there is this special tefillah that you say before you go into the Beis Medrash. What's that doing right in the middle of the normal discussion of regular tefillos? So says Rav Yashiv, Somnus Tarasu Umnasu still says that tefillah. That's the one tefillah that he would have to say, because that tefillah relates directly to his Torah. And that's why Rabbeinu HaKadosh in the Mishnayis, when he was arranging the Mishnayis, wanted to give us the Tzura of Tefillah for everybody. So first he gave us the Tzura of Tefillah for he and his colleagues who were Torasim Nasam, and then he gave us the Tzura of Tefillah for the rest of us, the Shmona Esrei that the rest of us have to say. So this whole story must be because someone who's Tarasum Naso is Pata from Tefillah. Okay, further in the Gemara now, we're at the two dots on Chavtesum and Alpha, 15 lines in. So, Hani Sheva the Shabbat Keneged Mi, the seven brachas we say in Shabbat Shmona Esrei, what does that correspond to? Amar B'chlaftim and Shal Keneged Shiva Kolos Shamar David Alamayim, Keneged the seven Kolos that David Amel said by the Alamayim. Hani Teisha the Roshana Keneged Mi, what are the nine brachos of Rosh Hashanah Shmona Esrei correspond to? Nine brachos of Rosh Hashanah Shmona Esrei, it's only by Musaf that we have nine brachos, right? Every other Rosh Hashanah Tefillah, there are only seven brachos. Why is it, right, we have Malchus, Chonos, and Shofros by Musaf? Why don't we say, can I get Musaf to Rosh Hashanah? So the Baal Amar in Rosh Hashanah says, you see from here, you should make nine brachos by every Tefillah in Rosh Hashanah, it's only. But others say, no, it means that seven we already discussed. So we're saying that what's unique on Rosh Hashanah is that there's one one tefila that there's nine. We already got to the source of seven. So the teisha keneged Rosh Hashanah is keneged me. Am Rabbi Yitzchak min kar tignin keneged tisha askar Rosh Hashanah lechana b'tefilasa. Keneged the nine times Chana says Hashem's name in her tefila. Damar Rosh Hashanah nifked asar rachel Chana. Rosh Hashanah is a special day for Chana because that was the day that Chana was answered, as well as the day Sarah Rachel were answered as well. So Rosh Hashanah, it makes sense that we evoke the tefila of Chana. Now that's Chana in general is a source for tefila. Many of the halachos of tefila we'll see come from Chana, but particularly in Rosh Hashanah. Hani esrim arba d'tanisa keneged mi. The 24 brachos in Shemoneh Esrei on a tainis where they would add all these extra brachos. Who's that correspond to? What does that correspond to? Amar b'chelba keneged chavdal renanos shamar Shlomo b'shar shichnas on the base kodesh hakadoshim. The 24 renanos that Shlomo Melch sang when he brought the Aaron into the kodesh hakadoshim. Ihachi kol yomen nami nimrinu. So why don't we say it every day? Say emas amrinu Shlomo b'yom adarachmi and nami b'yom adarachmi amalehu. Well, Shlomo Melch said it on the day that he needed to be mivakish rachamim, because what happened was dafku sharim zebazed, the gates were closed and he couldn't get in, so he needed special rachamim from a kodesh baruch hu. So we also only say it on days where we require special rachamim. Rabbi Shua amir me'in Shemoneh Esrei. The Mishnah had gone on to say that Rabbi Shua holds we don't say a full Shemoneh Esrei every day. We say me'in Shemoneh Esrei, something that's some abbreviated form of Shemoneh Esrei. So my me'in Shemoneh Esrei, what does me'in Shemoneh Esrei mean? Rav me'in kol bracha bracha. Rav says you say an abbreviated version of each bracha. Ushmol am Rav Yinein Hashem lekenu l'das rachecha mol slavenu l'yirascha v'tisach lanu li'os ku'ulam v'rachakna mi'machovenu v'dashnenu bin artsecha v'nufsenu me'arba tikavet v'atoim al daitcha yishpetu v'al rashoim tanif yadecha v'yismuchu tzadikim v'vinyan yirechel v'tikon echalecha v'tzichas keren l'dav ravdecha v'barichas nel v'nishay mishichecha terim nikra ata ta'aneh baruch ata Hashem shomei tefila. Essentially, one bracha that has a phrase from each of the 19 brachos of Shemoneh Esrei. So include that as one bracha. That's what it means. That's what Rabbi Shua means when he says you say Me'ein Shemoneh Esrei. It's the bracha of Avinenu that has a little bit of everything in the bracha. The Rishonim talk about what's this Vatom al Daitcha Yishpetu. So Rashi says Vatom al Daitcha Ha'over al Dvarecha Yishpetu Keneged Tzedakah Mishpat. That those who violate the will of Hashem, Hashem should judge them. Lashon Acher Rashi says Vatom b'Mishpat al Daitcha Yishpetu. To Hashivim Lalandim Lishpot Kedvarecha, not people who are avaryanim that Hashem should judge. People who are avaryanim. No, what we're saying is Hatoim B'Daitcha Yishpetu. People who are toim about judgment, they should then learn how to judge correctly. That's Hashivu Shoftecha. Otherwise, it has nothing to do with Hashivu Shoftecha. It would be more like Avlam El Shidim. So Light Allah Abaye Manda Masi Avinenu. Abaye would curse someone who would say Havinenu. We thought that one should not say Havinenu. It's a cop out. You shouldn't say this abbreviated version. Amr of Nachman Moshmol, Kalashon Kulam Mispalad Havinenu, Chutz Moshe Shabbos, Mosai Yom Tov, Nishasarach Lomar Avdal, Bechor Nadas. So Rav Nachman Moshmol says it's normally okay to say Havinenu, unlike Abaye, who never likes it. He says, no, normally it's okay to say Havinenu, except for Mosai Shabbos, Mosai Yom Tov, because Mosai Shabbos, Mosai Yom Tov, you have to say Avdallah in the Bracha of Chor Nadas. So if you don't have a separate Bracha of Chor Nadas, where are you going to stick Havdalah? Says Gemara, why is that the worst problem in the world? Maskav l'Rabbi Shmuel, v'neim r'bracha revi is b'fnei atzma. How about you say Havinenu and say an extra bracha for Havdalah? Say it as a separate bracha. And if you think that that's unheard of, unprecedented, that you can say Havdalah as its own separate bracha, milo t'nan, we have a Tana that says that way. Doesn't the Mishnah tell us Rabbi Kiva omer bracha revi is b'fnei atzma? Rabbi Kiva holds even when you say a full Shemoneh Esrei, Havdalah doesn't get included in some other bracha. You say it as its own separate bracha, as the fourth bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Bad Bahodah. Rabbi Eliezer is one that says that you include it in another bracha, that you include it in Hoda'ah. But the bottom line is that you see that it could be its own separate bracha. So why don't we allow saying Avinenu Matzoy Shabbos and have Avdalah as a separate bracha? And so Gemara, Azukal Shanakula, Miyavdin and Krabi Akiva, Dash Nami Navid, Mechitesi, we pass on like Rabbi Akiva. Where do we ever hear that we pass on like Rabbi Akiva, that Avdalah could be said its own separate bracha? Kala Shanakula, my time in law of Din and Krabi Akiva. Why Taka don't we pass on like Rabbi Akiva? Timri Shrei, Tikun Tishri Lo Tikun. Because the Chum were Mesakin 18 brachas, they weren't Mesakin 19 brachas. So Achanami, Sheva Tikun, Timri Lo Tikun. So over here as well, when you say Avinenu, there's a source for seven brachos, there's not a source for eight brachos. So Avinenu is the entire middle section of Shemoneh Esrei, right? So that's the seventh bracha, but we don't have any source for eight brachos. Again, what's all this about? Why not? Okay, so they were Misakin 19th, so now we're Misakin the 20th, right? They were Misakin 18th, we're Misakin the 19th. So we came up with another one. They were Misakin 7th, so we're Misakin another one. It's a bracha that makes sense. Why can't we just throw it in? You have to go back to the idea that it requires a matir, that it requires some sort of source. We can't just make it up on our own. Why don't we include it in Havinenu by just saying Amavdil ben Kodesh L'chol is one phrase of Havinenu? Meaning, so we're saying you can't say Havinenu on Motzei Shabbos because where are you going to put Avdallah? How about you put Avdallah the same place you put every other brach of Shemoneh Esrei as a one phrase as part of the broader Havinenu? So Gemara says Kasha. That's taka very difficult. We don't know why we can't just do that. Doesn't say to Yufta, says Kasha. So says the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah that Efshar Lomar Tam B'davar. He says we do paskin like Shmuel, right? The Gemara says Rabbeinu Yonah says Afilu Achim Milsi de Shmuel Hilchsavi. Even though we leave off with this Kasha and Shmuel that you can't say Avinei Motzei Shabbos, we paskin that way that you can't because there's nowhere to put Avdallah. Why don't you just include it as a phrase in Chol Nadas? Gemara leaves it as Kasha, not as a Tiyufta. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah because this question is answerable. The way to answer it is as follows, that the reason they did not include Havdalah, phrase of Havdalah, in Havinenu is because we needed to distinguish the phrase of Havdalah from all of the other phrases. All of the other phrases correspond to a full bracha. Havdalah is not supposed to correspond to a full bracha. It would be indistinguishable from all of the other brachas, from Slach Lanu and from Rafa'enu, from all the other brachas if it were just another phrase in Avinenu, and it would lead people to assume that when you say Havdalah in a long Shemoneh Esrei, it gets its own bracha, and that would be a terrible mistake. Like we said, we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva. We can't just add extra brachas. Right during the Gemara, about three lines after, the lines get very wide. Am Rabbi Barabai, Kalashana Kulam. The whole year a person could say Avinenu except for during the winter time, because during the winter time you need to in Birchas Hashanim you need to say V'sein Talamatar, and how are you going to include that if you're just saying this abbreviated Avinenu? Why can't you include it in the text of Avinenu, add it as an extra phrase? So Asil L'Trudei, no, because then a person will become confused. When you add Avdallah into Chorin Adas, isn't that also going to confuse a person and it's going to cause him to make a mistake in the Shemoneh Esrei because it's something that doesn't normally go there? So Amri Hasim Kibidasi Betchilas Lusa Lo Mitrid Hacha Kibidasi Bamsas Lusa Mitrid. No, the difference is, do you say it at the beginning of Tefillah or do you say it in the middle of Tefillah? When you're still at the beginning, you're unlikely to get confused, but when you're already deep into your Tefillah, your mental energy has already been expended a little bit, and therefore anything any minor change could set you off and make you become confused. Mask for Ravashi, Venemer Bishomea Tvila, Dom Rabitankum Ravasi, Tavlo Hisku Gvoris Gesham with Chias Amesim, Machzir Nosso, She'elu Birch Hashanim, E Machzir Nosso, Neshiach La Omra Bishomea Tvila. That's the key line over here. If a person forgets Masha for Ruach in Chias Amesim, so he has to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. If a person forgot the Saint Talamatar, he does not have to go back because he could always make it up in Shomea Tefillah. V'avdal b'chorin adas, in machzir nosom neshiach lomar alakos. And if you get Avdal in chorin adas, then for sure you don't have to go back because you could always say Avdal alakos. But bottom line is, don't you see that if you forget She'ela b'birchas Hashanim, you could still say it in Shomea Tefillah? So why aren't we just misaking? Instead of saying, no, you can't say Avinenu throughout the winter because what are you going to do with Saint Talamatar? Well, Shomea Tefillah you're still going to say as a regular bracha. So why don't you include the Saint Talamatar in Shomea Tefillah? And so Gemara Ta Shaini, that's a B'diavid. That's only if you made a mistake. So B'diavid, you could include the Saint Talamatar in Shomea Tefillah. But as a L'Chachila, we would never allow including the Saint Talamatar in Shomea Tefillah. Kufa, Amr B'tanchum Amr Ravasi, Tavlo Hisker Gvuris Kesham B'tchias HaMesim Machzir Nosso. If a person made a mistake and did not mention Masha V'Ruach in the Brach of Tchias HaMesim, he has to repeat Shemon Esrei. She'el B'rach Shoshanim Ein Machzir Nosso B'Neshiach L'Amr B'Shomei HaTfilah. He forgets for Saint Talamatim B'rach Shoshanim, he doesn't have to go back and repeat because he could say in Shomei HaTfilah. V'Avdal B'Chorin Adas in Machzir Nosso B'Neshiach L'Amr Alakos. And Avdal, if he forgets in Chorin Adas, he does not have to repeat because he could always say it Alakos. So now, that we already quoted. So Mesvei, Tavlo Hisker also, we have another brisa that says just straight out that if you forget for saying talamatar, not to say it in Shomei Tefillah, but machzirin also, that you have to repeat Shemana Esrei. V'avdal b'chanedasei machzirin also m'neshiach lo maralakos. But bottom line is, you see that when it comes to the saying talamatar, this brisa has a very different attitude than the previous brisa. Previous brisa said you'll catch him in Shomei Tefillah. This brisa says no, you will not. You have to repeat Shemana Esrei. So lokasha habiyachad abetzibur. Now the difference is between whether you're davening b'chidus or you're davening b'tzibur. If you're davening b'yachid, you have to go repeat. But you're davening b'tzibur, so then you don't have to go repeat. So says the Gemara, b'tzibur my time alone, mishum d'sham mishliach tzibur. Now by tzibur, why is it that you don't have to repeat? Because presumably because you're going to catch in a chazar sashat from the shliach tzibur. Well, yachi my haim b'pneshi yachalom b'shmeya tefila. Well, then the Brisa gave the wrong reason. The Brisa said the reason you have to repeat is, it should have said, because you're going to hear it from the Shliach Tzibur and you'll be also there. But that's not what it said. It said the reason you have to repeat is because you could still say it in Shomei Tefillah. That's very different. Ella idiv idiv yachid. Now, must both be talking about b'yachidus. So, what do we do with the Brisa? With the steer and Brisa, one says you do repeat, one says you don't. It depends when you remember. If you remember before you got up to Shema Tefillah, good, so then you'll say it in Shema Tefillah. You remember after you got up to Shema Tefillah, so then you can't just say it in Shema Tefillah because you're already past it. So then you have to be Machzirin also. You have to go back. Go back to where? Go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. Go back to Birchas Hashanim. Go back to Shomei Tefillah. Where does one go back to? So Tosfos on the top says, "Az vade magzirin also miuim lo akar raglav eino tzarich lachzor rosh v'lo lebirchas Hashanim." If you haven't yet taken your three steps back, you don't have to go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei, nor do you even have to go back to Birchas Hashanim. All you would go back to is to Shomei Tefillah. That's Shitas HaTosos. However, other Rishonim disagree. In Shulchan Aruch, we paskin that you go back to Birchas Hashanim, not that you go back to Shomei Tefillah. Again, if you're Oker Raglav, you have to say Shemona Esrei all over again. But if you're not Oker Raglav, so that's Machlokes Rishonim, where you go back to, just to Shomei Tefillah, or all the way back. Parenthetically, we mentioned that if a person forgets Havdalah b'choni nadas, so you don't repeat Shemona Esrei because yachla omra lakos, you could still say it ala kos. So the Rush asks, what if you know that you're not going to have a kos shel yayin that night? You're not going to have a kos of yayin or chamar medina later that night, so you're not going to be able to say Havdalah ala kos. Do we say that Havdalah b'peh, just saying Baruch Hamavdu b'chon shelchol, will suffice also, and therefore you don't have to bother repeating Shemona Esrei even in that situation when you forget Havdalah b'tvila? Or do we assume no, the only heter to not go back and say Shemona Esrei again is because you're going to say it ala kos? But if you know that you're not going to say it ala kos, then you should go back and say Shemona Esrei. The Rosh quotes Machlokes Rishonim, two deos, what the halach is. Amar b'tanchum, amar b'asi, amar b'shum levi. Tavlo hiskel shel rosh chodesh ba'avoda, chos la'avoda. If a person doesn't say Yalav Yavo, so he goes back to Avoda, to the Bracha Avoda. Niskar ba'oda, chazla Avoda. If he remembers in the next Bracha and Oda, so he goes back to Avoda. B'sim Shalom, chazla Avoda. He remembers in the next Bracha and Sim Shalom, again, go back to Avoda. V'im Siyem chazla Rosh. But if he finished Shemona Esrei already and he forgot Yalav Yavo, so then you go back. Amar of Papa Bread to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. Amar of Papa Bread to Rav Acha Bar Ada, Hadam Sim Chazalosh, Lo Amar El Shaka Ragla, Vavlok Ragla Chazla Voda. Similar to what we said before. When do we say you go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei? That's if you already took your three steps back. But if you didn't take your three steps back and you're at any point later in Shemona Esrei, even if you finished saying all the words, you just haven't taken your three steps back, you're Chazla Voda. Amar Lei Minalacha. So he says, how do you know? This Amar Lei Me Abba Mari Shmi Aliv Abba Mari Me Rav. He says, I have a Masora. I heard it from my father heard it from Rav, so I have a pretty strong Masorah on this issue. Amram Nachman Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says different. He says, Hadamun Akko Raglav Chazal Rosh, Lo Amun El She'ena Ragil Lomer Tachan, not different, but he adds a detail. That which we say that Akko Raglav Chazal Rosh, that once you've taken your three steps back, you need to go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei, Lo Amun El She'ena Ragil Lomer Tachnunim Achar Tfilaso. That's only if you don't normally say Tachnunim right after the Tfilah. Avul Ragil Lomer Tachnunim Achar Tfilaso Chazal Avoda. But if you normally do say Tachnunim after your Tfilah, then you could be Chazal Avoda. Even if even if akaraglav already. Ikadamri, others have a different version of Nachman Yitzchak. That Amr of Nachman Yitzchak hadamr ki lo akaraglav chozel avoda, that which we say that if you didn't take your three steps back yet, you could still be chozel just to the avoda, lo amrel sharagil lo metachnunim achar tfilaso. That's only if you're saying tachnunim. Avalmein ragil lo metachnunim achar tfilaso chozel rosh. But if you don't say tachnunim after your tefillah and you finish the entire text of your tefillah, and normally that's it for you, this is where you normally take your three steps back, but you then remember that you skipped the Alav Yavo, well then you need to be Chozel Rosh. Because it's not about being Oker Raglayim per se, it's about finishing your Shmona Esrei. Akiras Raglayim is a sign that you finish your Shmona Esrei. But if you're not in the habit of saying Tachlunim, and you finish the entire text of what you're normally in the habit of saying, well then that's a Gemara of the Shmona Esrei, and therefore you're going to have to be Chozel Rosh. If you are in the habit of saying Tachlunim, so then you show that you haven't finished your Shmona Esrei, because you still have more Tachlunim to say. So then the Mishnah said that someone who says whose tefillah is keva, the tefillah is not tachnunim. So the Gemara has four interpretations. My keva, what does keva mean? What's bad about keva? What is it? Amrav Yaakov Reidi Amrav Oshia, kol she tefillah so dom alav kemasui. When his tefillah becomes like a burden on him, so that's tefillah so keva, that the tefillah is a burden. Says Rashi, vaynu loshum keva chok kavua hu alay l'espalel v'tzorach ani latzei sidei chol. What's his attitude toward tefillah? It's a mitzvah that Hashem commands me to do, and that's why I'm doing it, because I have to do it. Says both Rav Eliyashiv and Rav Salvechik, by any other mitzvah in the Torah, when a person is also keva, they say, I'm doing it because Hashem commanded and I have to do it. That is the mitzvah min amuvchor l'chadchila. That's the kavana, that's mitzvah shiks kavana. That's what you're supposed to think when you do a mitzvah. I was talking to Rav Asher Weiss last week, and I said to him, any special kavanas I should have when I blow the shofar? He said, yes, you should have kavana to do the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. That's it. That's the kavana we have to have. That's nothing more, nothing deeper, nothing, right? By every other mitzvah, but not by tefillah. By tefillah, it can't be because it's a burden on me, because I have to, because by tefillah, it's tachnunim. So we have to feel a sense of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not just I'm trying to get something out of the way. It has to be a true supplication. Rabbanan Amri, second day, kol mi she'ino omra b'lashon tachnunim. It's about the wording. If you don't say it in a lashon of tachnunim, of supplication. Rabbi Rabbi Yossi Damri Tarvayu, third interpretation, kol she'ino yachol l'chadish b'davar. Keva means that it's stale. You don't say anything new in the tefillah. You just keep saying the same text over and over again, and you're not able to be mechadesh. The way we tend to be mechadesh b'davar is with kavanos, that for Rachman al-Tzlan, someone is sick, so the brach of Rifa'enu has a whole new meaning to us for the time that we say. But it shouldn't be stale. The tefillah shouldn't grow stale. Rabbi Zera says, look, I always have what to add in, but I'm afraid to add things in because I always feel like it's going to confuse me and I'm going to mess up the rest of the tefillah. Abayi Barav and Rabbi Chanina Barav and Dami Travayu, they say a fourth pshat, kol shein mispalim dumdumei chama, a person that doesn't daven just as the sun is setting, doesn't daven mincha just as the sun is setting, that's keva. Amar Rabbi Barav and Yochum, mitzvah lispalim dumdumei chama, that's the best time to daven mincha. Vamar Rabbi Zeir and Mikra, what's the pasuk? Yeruchim shemesh v'tnei reich dor dorin light yalob ma'arav man demaslim dumdumei chama. In Eretz Yisrael, they curse those who daven im dumdumei chama. My taima dilma mitzvah leishaita, because the concern is that maybe the sun is going to set so fast, you're going to miss out. You're going to wait till that last moment, and then you're going to miss out, and it's going to be past Shkia, and you're not going to be able to daven, particularly in Eretz Yisrael. The sun sets much faster, right? It gets from light to dark much, much quicker, at least more quickly than it does in New York. I'm not sure if it's more quickly than it does in Bavel. I don't know. Rabbi Yeshua Omer HaMahalich B'makom Sakana Misfal Tefila Katsara V'chol Parsha Se'ibur. So someone who's in Makom Sakana Shadaven a Tefila Katsara, and he says that Kol Parshas Ibur, Hashem should protect us. My Parshas Ibur, what does Parshas Ibur mean? Amar of Chisam and Marukva, Afilu B'Shar Shatim Esmali Aleim Ivra, Ki Isha Ubru Yu Kol Tzorcheim Lefanecha. That we daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even when you're full of anger on them, like a pregnant woman, so Kol Tzorcheim Lefanecha, all of their needs should be in front of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So everyone asks, what do you mean, like a pregnant woman? In what way is a pregnant woman an angry person? So the Rav Eliyashiv explains that this is similar to what he said, we said a couple of weeks ago from Rav Anderson Eibschitz, that sometimes a person suffers yisurin because that's just he has bad mazel. Sometimes he suffers yisurin because it's a kapara and it's actually good for him. Sometimes when Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at us, it's actually good for us. A woman who's suffering from labor pains, it's a good kind of pain. It's a pain with a tremendous payoff in the end, where something, you know, great simcha is going to come out of it in the end. So we're saying, even when your anger toward us, Kadosh Baruch Hu, is good for us, and it's really something that's best for us, still we daven that you call tzorchem lefnecha. Yigadamri amr of chisam maruk v'afil b'shah shem ovrim al divrei Torah, you call tzorchem lefnecha. Even when Klal Yisrael is violating divrei Torah, all their needs should be in front of you. Tzor Rabbanam, halach b'makom gedudei chayiv listam esfal tefil k'tzar. If a person is going in a dangerous area where there are wild beasts, he should daven a tefil k'tzara. Ve'ezi tefil k'tzara, what kind of tefil k'tzara? Reb Lozer omer, asei rutzoncho b'shmai b'mal v'tei nachas ruach li reyecho mitachas v'atov b'einecha asei. Hatov b'einecha asei, Maritzchiz points out, yeah, we ask Hashem, don't do what we're asking for. Do atov be'enecha. Do what is good in your eyes, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's good for us. All the times, there are many times that we daven for things, and we're davening for all the wrong things. And if Hashem listens to our tefillas, then who knows where we're going to end up, and it's not necessarily going to be good for us. So we're saying, do atov be'enecha. Don't do atov be'enenu. We had a ha'ara like that from the Rashash early in the Masechta. Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tefila. So that's the tefillah k'sar. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Shomea Shavas, Shema Shavas Amcha Yisrael, Vasei Meher Bakasha. That we have a lot of needs, but we don't have the ability to formulate all of them. To articulate all of them. You should give everybody what they need. That Achirim had the best tefillah, because it relates to how we know that we can't ask for what we need to ask for, and we trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu to figure out exactly what we need and to give us what we need. Okay, the next sugya is the Tefillah Sederach, so we'll stop right there.